Okay, today we'll begin the Malach of Tochen. As part of Tochen, we'll discuss Malach on Yantiv, and when we do that, the Sugin Beis and Daf Yedalam and Aleph will also finish up the details of the Malach of Borer on the days of Yantiv itself. We mentioned the very beginning of our Limud, the Chiddush that the Gleital elaborates when it comes to Malach Shabbos, whether it is rooted in Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaKarbanos, the Rashi and the Sugin Daf Mem Testament Beis, and the Rashi and our Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel, always finds a makor in Binyan HaMishkan for all the Malach Shabbos. And the Chiddush of the Gaonim, Rav Haigon, Chiddush that we discussed in Yerushalmi, the possibility of even learning from Avodas HaKarbanos as well. That difference should be very relevant to the Malacha of Tochen. What exactly is the source of Tochen in Meleches HaMishkan? Rashi, who limits it to Binyan HaMishkan, so Rashi tells us in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that all of these Malachos are found as part of the process of the Samamanim, in order to create the dyes necessary, Litzvoa, Tcheles, Argaman, and so on. So therefore it was necessary to engage in all these Malachos, and the same thing was true when it comes to the Malacha of Tochen as well. If, however, you assume as the Shita of Rav Haigon, that it's possible even to derive Malach HaShabbos from Avoda, not simply from Binyan HaMishkan, so then very simply, Tochen can be found in a very different way. When it comes to any mincha which is brought, the mincha of Karban Tamed, or the mincha Schavitin, or the menachos that were brought during the time of the Miluim, for example, there certainly was necessary to have solace, and therefore was necessary to take the wheat grains and to grind them into flour, and that is in fact its source. So according to Rashi, it means Bishul Samimanim. According to the Rav Haigon, it can be found in the Avodas HaKarbanos, including menachos as well. That we'll soon see is important as we discuss what in fact is the Av Malacha of Tochen. Very little is found in the Gemara regarding the Malacha of Tochen, but the Gemara here tells us in Dav Ayin Dav Mabez, the Memra of Rav Papa, the Girsa we have in the Gemara is Amar Rav Papa, Haiman de Parim Silka, if a person minces beets, Chayev Mishum Tochen. That's the simple line of Rav Papa. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. The Rambam tells us Hamachate Chesayerek Maat Maat. The Rambam writes that is considered to be Toldas Tchina. The Gemara just says that you're Chayiv Mishum Tochin, but the Rambam is explicit that here, that is considered to be a Tolda of Tochin. And this Poshav Shat is Rashi Shit as well, because Rashi later in the Masechta of Kuf Chav Chesamar Aleph, the Gemara mentions cases of Tchina. Rashi comments, Haiman de Parim Silka, our Gemara. Rashi uses the phrase of Dami Litochin. It resembles Tchina. Right? That doesn't sound like the Av Malacha, but Pashu Pshat is the Rambam writes that this is considered to be a Tolda. And in the Sefer Yireim as well, in Simen Kuf Beis, the Yireim is explicit this is considered to be a Tolda of Tochen. Why should this be a Tolda? If a person minces beets, or a Papa's case, why isn't that the Av Malacha of Tochen? Why should that only be a Tolda? So the Tzafnas Paneach points out on the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Chav Aleph, in Halacha Yirches, that perhaps if indeed the classic model of Tochen is, let's assume when it comes to Avodas HaKarbanos the time being, it's referring to Kemach Mechitin, so therefore the Av Malach of Tochen is a case where as a result of the Tchina, it is Molid Dover Chodosh. It creates something new. It's not just simply taking the unit that previously existed and dividing it, but rather the Av Malacha is taking the kernels, grinding them, pulverizing them, in order to create, right, a new entity, a davar chadash, namely kemach. The Ragachev refers to the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. That Gemara refers to the following chiddush the Gemara has: Yesh Shinui Ben Eva. What happens if something is osur b'toras Avodah Zarah, and it undergoes a form of shinui? Does it have the prior status, or does it adopt a new status? So in the context of that sugya, about Azara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is called Yesh Shinui Ben Eva, the Gemara mentions, if for example you have chitin, and now they are ground into kemach, the Lashon HaGemara is, that should be an absolute shinui in chefes. After all, Meikara chite vahashta kemach. After all, it's not the same substance as it was previously. So that's an important chiddush. If one is deriving from Avodas HaKarbanos, so clearly, if one would argue that tchina means actual grinding, such as taking grains and grinding it into kemach, so therefore that could be very different from the case of parim silka. In an instance of parim silka, poshav shat, the person is not creating a new substance at all, but rather he's taking something which is whole and simply dividing it into smaller pieces. And perhaps that's exactly why that the Rambam assumes that at best this is going to be a case of a tolda, why Rashi writes it's only dummy letochen, and as the Ram writes it also it's a tolda of tochen itself. Even if one assumes that it's based on bishul samamanim, one could argue as well that if a person will grind up the saman in order to extract that which is needed for tseva, again, that is not similar to parim silka. One is not simply dividing a whole, but one is processing the whole in order to create a davar chadash, obviously in the case of kemach, and perhaps even in the case of samamanim as well. And therefore, true, Rabbapa says, Yerchayev, but that's the Chiddush of Rabbapa. This is not considered to be the Av Malacha, but rather this is a Tolda, because in these cases, it is similar in terms of taking Gufechad and breaking it into Gufim Harbe, but it doesn't meet that requirement of Molid Davar Chadash. Tosus here has a very brief comment. Why is it that Rabbapa writes that Haiman de Parim Silka? Why is it that Rabbapa Bedavka chooses a case of beets? So Tosa says that Dafka b'silcha shayach tchina, ava b'shar ochlin shari. Very great chiddush that Tosa writes. This is not simply an example, but this is an exceptional case. Silka, yes, that's considered to be tochin. That would not be true when it comes to other types of ochel. If you look in Hagos Ashri, at Anar Sugya, in Perek Zayin Simen Hay of the Rush, the same is quoted in the name of the Ri, the Dafka silka, Avoshar Yerakos Lo. There's something unusual about the case of silka, and that's the Chiddush Rabbapa, Haiman de Parim Silka. In fact, if you look in the Rush itself, the Rush quotes the Pirush of Rabbeinu Chananel, where the Rush writes that this cannot be Pshat in our Gemara. You can't argue that Haiman de Parim Silka means a person simply who cuts and minces beets. That certainly is not true. Rabbeinu Chananel interprets the case of Rabbapa very different. Atsei Decholim, if you have the wood, the bark of a dekel tree, and it has within it ke'enimim, it has some type of inner fibers. In such an instance, there, if a person will crush it, there is a form of kemach that will result. And that's the case of the Gemara. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes. That the case of Rabbapa is not silk or beets, but rather it's atsei dekolim. And the Rush continues. And the Rush says, Umash Shapirish Rashi, Tamuhu. Why is that true? Because Davar Shuhu Ochel, if something is already Ochel, and Umachate Chosodat Dak, and all a person is doing simply is cutting it into small pieces, so Ein Shayach Litchina, the Rush writes, that certainly is not considered to be the Malacha of Tochein. Tchina does not apply to Ochel, the Rush writes. And therefore, how can you say the case in the Gemara is Haiman de Parim Silka, one who simply cuts and chops beets? A very great chiddush that the Rush writes, that Davar Shehu Ochel Ein Shayich Ba Tchina. Where do you see that this is true? We find this when it comes to other possible malachas. We'll get to the sugya later on Daf Ayin Heimud Beis, the chiddush of Rabba Bar Avuna, Haiman de Malach Bisra. If a person salts meat, Chayiv Mishum Me'ave, that's considered to be part of the tanning process. And therefore, one is Chayiv Midaraisa. And Rava says, no, that's not true. Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. Ma'abed means tanning skins. And therefore, the Malach of Ma'abed does not apply to Ochlin. Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. That's the case that you find explicitly in the Gemara. The Beis Yosef in Simen Shinchav quotes the Shiboli Haleket in the name of the Urayim. A new concept when it comes to the Malach of Tzoveya. We'll have to discuss that at length as well. That ain't Tzoveya ba'ochlin. So when it comes to the Malach of Ma'abed, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Urayim is Mechadish. The same thing applies when it comes to Tzoveya. The Malach of dying does not apply to Ochel. And here the Rush writes that Davar Shehu Ochel ain't Shayich ba'tchina. Interesting Chiddush. So a few just brief ha'aras, then we'll have to see why, in fact, that is true. Ha'ara number one is the following. According to the Girs Rabbeinu Chananel, so our Gemara is not discussing any type of peros or yirakos. Haiman de Parim Silka is referring to, again, atzei dekalim. So har number one, very simply, is it is then very striking that nowhere does the Gemara mention a case simply of chopping vegetables. If a person were to ask you in common sense terms, what is the most common application of tochin? Now, you would think about just simply taking a food item and breaking it up. No? So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no such case throughout the Gemara. Right? The only case that resembles that is our Gemara, and that Rabbeinu Chananel interprets as being Asei Dekalim. But even further, even if you have our Girsa, as Rashi does, Haiman Deparim silk, and here it's referring to real silk, referring to beets, that also is an unusual case, no? What is so unusual about silk if the Gemara simply wanted to tell us that if a person chops vegetables, he's chayiv mishum tochein, the Gemara should give us the example of silka? Silka is something which is very unusual, no? Because after all, silka is eino nechal kamo shehu chay. Silka in its current state is not something which is raya la'achila. So if the Gemara simply wanted to tell us that a person is chayiv mishum tochein for taking foods and chopping them into small pieces, why should the Gemara, even according to our Girsa, mention a case of silka, where silka is something that as of yet it is not normally eaten in that fashion, it is not necha, kamo shuchai. And for example, the sugya in Brachas Nafla Mechesim Abeis, when the Gemara tells us the Chiddush, when a person eats something raw that normally is eaten cooked, he makes a bracha of shahakol, right? Because that is not the normal derech ha'achila, the Gemara mentions, it's an example, silka. Now, if a person will eat the silka as is, it doesn't have the normal bracha because this is not normally nechal, kmo shuchai. So it is somewhat unusual that if the Gemara is just simply telling us the Chiddush that if a person takes a food item and breaks it down, he's chay mishum tochein, that bedafka the Gemara should choose a case, even according to our Girsa of silka, which is highly unusual, it's something which is not nechal, kmo shuchai. And even the further har, the sugya that we started to discuss, and that kuf yadal mabez kuf tezvav amadal of the sugya of kenivas hayerek. What exactly is the story with kenivas hayerek? Now the Gemara discusses either Yom Kippur or Yom HaKippurim shechalios b'Shabbos. Some process is allowed which normally we forbid on a typical Shabbos. Now, and that is kenivas hayerek. Literally, kenivas hayerek seems to be a case of cutting or trimming a vegetable. Even though normally speaking this should not be done, the Gemara tells us on the top of Kuftas Vav Mar Aleph that because of a consideration of Agmas Nefesh, this is an exception. And we discussed in the earlier Shiur in the Machlokas, Rashi in the Balamor, exactly what is it that we mean by Agmas Nefesh. Rashi writes the Chiddush that Kniva Serek is a fulfillment, it's a kium of Agmas Nefesh. Rashi says, Misakein ve'ino ochel. And the Balamor writes, that certainly is not pshat in the Gemara. It means that Shlo yehi tareach b'motzai hayom. You come back from the fast, a person is very hungry. Chachamim gave us a certain dispensation to allow the preparation to begin earlier, even before Motzai Yom HaKippurim. But one thing is clear, whether you assume it's Rashi, whether you assume it's the Balamor, whether it's Misakin ben Ochel, or it's a Heter Mishum Tircha, are we dealing with a Malacha Daraisa? You mean Mishum Tircha? We're going to be Matir Nisa Daraisa to allow Kniva Sayerek? Or Rashi, Misakin ben Ochel, it's part of the Kiyam of Inui to engage in a Malacha Daraisa? Of course not. If this would have been forbidden mi Daraisa, so therefore, we cannot assume that Bibnei Agmas Nefesh Itiru. So whatever Kniva Sierek is, it must be, at best, an Issa Drabanan, and it is not a Malacha Daraisa. That's the difficulty then. Why isn't this a Malacha of Tochein? Now, if Kniva Sierek means chopping up the Irakos in order to ready them for Achila, so in such a case, this should be a Malacha Daraisa Tochein, in which case, there's no possibility of a Heter Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. So it's not just simply that the Gemara doesn't have the case at all according to Rabbeinu Chananel, or even according to our Girsa in the Gemara, the case is Silka, which is highly unusual. The Gemara explicitly has the case of Knivas Yerek, and the Gemara only deals with this problem in terms of Hachana, Tircho, Uvda Dechol, Shabbosom, but not in terms of any Malacha. Why, in fact, is that true? Why isn't there an Issa Daraisa of Tochen when it comes to Kniva Sayerek? So one possibility is the following, right? The Rosh. Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin. If you're dealing with a case of Ochel, there is no Issa of Tochen at all. That's Kniva Sayerek. So the most we're dealing with is some isid rabbanon of shabbasal, of uvde dechol, of hachana, and then hitir mipnei agmas nefesh. The Rambam also hints to the following distinction, which could very well be pshat in Tosus as well. Even if you have argirs in the Gemara of silka as we do, nonetheless, there's a difference between silka as opposed to everything else. The Rambam adds one word, right, that also distinguishes between these sugyas. The Rambam is found in Shabbos in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. The Rambam is also found later in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yerches. The Rambam in both places writes the following: Hamechatech es hayerek ma'at ma'at. If a person will break up, will cut vegetables into very small pieces, the Rambam adds one word, levashlo. Unusual. The Rambam says levashlo, in order to prepare it for cooking. The Rambam says, Harei zechayim, shizu hamalacha toldas tchina. The Rambam says, levashlo. The Rambam writes the same thing in Perachav Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Hamechatech es hayerek dak dak kidei levashlo. What do you mean, kidei levashlo? Why is that considered to be critical? So the Kesef Mishnah in the earlier Rambam in Zayin Hay quotes the Ramach, Rabbi Moshe HaKohen, that writes the following: that havile lefarish dafki yerek she'eno nechal chai. He writes, you know, the Rambam should have even been more explicit. But perhaps that is pshat in the Rambam. That when is it that one is chayiv? Not in every case of yerek, only if one is chopping the vegetable levashlo. And what is the significance of that? Because if you're dealing with a yerek that as of yet is eino nechal kmo shu chai, it cannot be eaten. So in such a case, tochein is part of the processing of that ochel, and that is the mach of tchina. Whether it comes to bishul samamonim, or whether it's based on sidur depas of kemach, clearly the tchina is part of the processing of the ochel. Up until that point, there's no possibility of bishul samamonim without tchina. There's no possibility of sidur depas to access the kemach, which is necessary for menachos, without tchina. Tchina is part of the creation of the cheftzah shel ochel. It's part of the processing of the ochel. That is what the Rambam writes, hamechate chaseyerek ma'at ma'at, or dak dak, levashlo. That's the chiddush. If it is a yerek which is nechal chai, if it is royal achila as is, that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes, the name of the Ramach, mutu lechatcho. And then Rabbi Moshe HaKohen asks the following, ki heichid lo tikshu leyom ha-kippurim, shemutr b'knivas yerek. And that's the answer to our kasha. Why is it the Gemara assumes knivas yerek mika ha-din daraisa is mutr? It's only a problem of a form of a hachana, or a form of shabbasan, or an uvda dechol. The answer is because that's a regular case of yerek, where the yerek was already royal achila. That is not a malach of tochin at all. It's only hamachate chesayerek levashlo. And that's the chiddush that the Kesef Mishnah writes in Rabbi Moshe HaKohen, that the Rambam defines the malach in these terms. That Poshav Shat is the difference between the case of Silka as opposed to the case of Shayirakos. In the case of Silka, as we mentioned, it is not Nechal Kamosha Bukai. That's the Kiddush Rapapa. Perhaps that's the Shpshat and Tosus, where Tosus says, Dafke Bisilka Shayat China, because it is part of the processing of the Silka, that which makes it Rayu La'achila. The Kesef Mishnah asks the following, as we just mentioned, the Rabbi Moshe HaKohen, ki heichid lo tiksh liyom ha-kippurim shemutr b'knivas yerek. And with this, you can resolve the difficulty of that sugya of knivas yerek. If you look in the Rambam, however, the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, in Halachos of Yom HaKippurim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam refers you to that Gemara of knivas yerek. The Rambam writes that mutul kanev seyarek b'yom ha-kippurim in a minchul amala. Already toward the end of the day, we saw why end of the day is necessary, right? According to Rashi, because that's when you have agmas nefesh. According to the Balmor, pas besalo. But already min ha-minchu ulamala knivas yerek is mutter. The Rambam writes umahu ha-kinuv, and what exactly is that knivas yerek? The Rambam writes a chiddush. The Rambam writes, "Shiyosiras ha'olim hamufashos." You remove the outer layer of the vegetable, which has begun to spoil. Shiyosiras ha'olim hamufashos. The spoiled leaves are removed. And then the Rambam adds, "Vikotzeitz hashar," and you chop up the remaining part. And the Rambam continues, "V'chein mefatzin be'agozim, mefardim be'rimonim," and you can chop up nuts, you can chop up pomegranates. That also is part of kniva seyerek, kniva seyerek. So the Magen Mishnah has the following ha'or in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Umahu hakinu." The Rambam writes, "Shiyasir ha'olim hamu ufashos," removing the damaged leaves. The Magen Mishnah writes, the Ram describes kniva seyerek in terms of borer. No, removal of psoles, removing the olim hamu ufashos. That's kniva seyerek. Again, literally it means to trim the vegetables. What are you doing? The Rambam writes, you're trimming, you're cutting away the psoles, those outer leaves. When you normally have a head of lettuce, a head of cabbage, very often you're not going to use those outer leaves. Removal of the outer leaf, the Rambam writes, that's kniva seyerek. Again, the Rambam doesn't limit it to that case. The Rambam writes, first you remove the outer leaves, and then the kotzeitz hashar. Poshav shav that there are two different activities. One lechora should be a borer problem, the other should be a tochin problem, no? So Rabbeinu Moshe HaKohen points out that no, it's not a tochin problem, because after all, something which is nechal kmo shehu chai, that is not considered to be part of tchina. You're not processing the ochlan anyway, and just cutting up a vegetable that be eaten as is not the melach of tochin at all. But again, the difficulty, isn't this a borer problem as well? So why indeed should that be mutter? So Magen Mishnah writes the following chiddush: V'yesh l'taretz. One must assume, according to the Rambam, as follows: D'lo mare borer ela mitoch psoles gomur. In order to have borer daraisa, you have to have absolute psoles, or at least min ochal mimin ochal acher. As we discussed earlier, there must either be psoles or there must be shnei minim ochal. What happens when you have a head of lettuce? Good? So it's true, the outer layers are not as fresh as the inner layers. And therefore, if you have a whole head of lettuce, you're going to discard the outer layers and use the inner ones. And let's assume all you have is the outer layers, you're going to throw it out? Well, the Mishnah writes, not necessarily. If that's all you had, you would use those. Now, given the choice, you have a whole head of lettuce, so use that which is freshest. So here, the Magen Mishnah writes the following chiddush, that midaraisa, that is considered to be min echad. Therefore, it's not borer daraisa. We discussed at great length, the borer requires shnei minim. If it's min echad, that's not considered to be a problem of borer. What if you have a difference in quality? Is that considered to be min echad, or is that considered to be shnei minim? The chiddush of Magen Mishnah is the following. That's the Rambam's case of knivas yarech. And therefore, the halachi is that midarais, this is min echad, but midarabanan, this remains asur. This is an isur of borer derabanan. And that isur borer derabanan, hitiru mishum agmas nefesh. That's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. The way the Rambam describes knivas yarech, it's a twofold problem, a borer problem, and a potential tochin problem. Yikotzeitz hashar. Rabbi Moshe HaKohen writes, no, it's not a tochin problem at all, because this yarek is nechal kmo shulchai, and that's what the Rambam alludes to, of machate chesay yarek ma'at ma'at levashlo. What about the borer problem? That's only nisid rabbonim, because midarais is considered to be a single min, and in such an instance, that is what he tirim yishum agmas nefesh. An interesting chiddush. Now in the Rambam Shita. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes. Since it's ru'i na'achila ayyadei hadchak, so in such a case, therefore, midarais it's called min echad. If it will be absolute psoles, or even if it will be shnei minim, so in such a case, then you could argue that that's considered to be a case of psoles mitoch ochel. If it's nechal ayyadei hadchak, so that is considered to be midarais min echad. So far in the case of knivas yerek, one possibility is a sheet of the Rosh, that ein tchina ba'ochlin. The second possibility is the Rambam Shita of Levashlo. Enochinami, there's no Isser of Tochin. Why then indeed the Heter Agmas Nefesh? The answer is a Borer Drabanan problem in a Chiddush, that there is such a thing as Borer Drabanan. The only cases of Borer Torah we have so far in the Gemara were cases where a person engages in Borer, where otherwise it would be Mutter, but does so, which is a Kli, which is not Miuchah the Borer, the Maisa Borer. Here, the Chiddush Magid Mishnah writes in terms of Chefza, there's a possibility that something Midrabanan is Shneiminim, even though Midrais is considered to be Minechad. The Magid Mishnah continues and quotes the Chiddush the Ramban, the Chiddush the Rashba. What is Knivas Yerek? Just simply, Hadochas Hayerek. It means washing the vegetables. Washing the vegetables. There's no borer problem, there's no tochin problem. Knivas yerek means simply hadochas hayerek. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. And therefore there's no Isser Meloch at all. You'll ask, no, if that's true, why he tir mipnei agmas nefesh? Yeah, good, there's no Isser Meloch. There's no Meloch HaDarais, there's no Meloch HaDarabanan. But a person is doing that on Yom HaKippurim, which is not for the purpose of Yom Kippur at all. What do you mean you're preparing, you're washing the foods? There's Nisra Achila. The answer is you're doing it from Otso Yom HaKippurim, so there's Nisra Hachana. A person is doing, right, Hachana on Yantif, on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur for Chol, that's an Isser Rabbanan, even if it doesn't entail a Melocha. And that Isser of Hachana is Hitir Mishum Agmas Nefesh. The Ramban argues there is no Isser Melocha. Oh, he pointed out that Chiddush, that Torah's Kon in Parshas Achrimos. Why isn't Hadocha Melocha? No, that's not called Meleches Machshevis. And that was one of our Makamos he pointed out, that's the Gimbeis Adaf Yud Gimel Mabeis, that Meleches Machshevis can be used in order to determine not just simply the manner in which one violates, but rather, what is a Melocha? What is not a Melocha? Right, it has to be a professional craft. Hadocha is not called a melacha because hadocha does not require a meleches umnus, not meleches machsheves. But good, it's not a melacha, but it is a form of a hachana and Shabbos Yom Kippur Tachol, and therefore that type of hachana, hitir mipnei agmas nefesh. If you look in the Tosfos and that sugya of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis Deramaskil, Ella. Tosos Poshapat disagrees entirely with our Tosos here, with this one line of Tosos. Tosos assumes that Knivas Yerek should be a problem of Tochen. Tosos does not distinguish between Silka as opposed to Yerek. Tosos simply assumes that Silka is considered to be an example of Ochel where there is an Isser of Tochen. And that then is Tosos' discussion. If, in fact, our Gemara says, Chayim Yishum Tochein, so therefore, how can you argue, Hitirim Yishum Agmas Nefesh? How can Agmas Nefesh allow what is an Isser Melacha, Daraisa? So that's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes, that the following, when does our Gemara say, Chayim Yishum Tochein? Parim, Parim means to mince. What does that mean? Sha'oseh Hatichos Dakos Ma'od. Person breaks it down into very small pieces. That's tochen. Tosfos says v'hocha, but the sugi and daf kuf yud aleph beis marikishose chatichos gedolos. Knivas yerek, you cut up vegetables. Doesn't mean parim. You're not mincing the vegetables. You're just cutting the vegetables into chatichos gedolos. So in such a case, that is not an isser of tochen. If it's chatichos dakos ma'od, that's lashna tosus, that's tochin daraisa, agmas nefesh will not allow for that to occur. Knivas yerek is not referring to chatichos dakos ma'od. Chatichos gedolos. And what are chatichos gedolos? So what's the isser derabanan? But there's nisser tochin derabanan and chatichos gedolos. So again, poshav shad. You have to argue in Tosfos like you do in the Ramban. No, this is not a melacha at all. This is not an Isser melacha daraisa. This is not an Isser melacha derabanan of tochein. But it's a shabbason, a hachana problem, an ovdei d'chol problem, a hachana problem. You're still engaging in that activity for chol. That requires agmas nefesh. Tosfos certainly does not mean to argue that even chatichos gedolos is forbidden midrabanan mishum tochein. But rather it's the hachana problem, the shabbason problem, and that hitir mipnei agmas nefesh. That's the Tosfos, again, very mistaber, that there should be a difference in terms of chatichos dakos as opposed to chatichos gedolos. But the chiddush of Tosfos is that applies to all your akos. That's against the Rosh, against the Rambam, against our Tosfos. where they greatly limit tochen. Either it doesn't apply tolcha at all, or only applies to silk, or only applies lavashlo. Tosa says, no, the key to the sugi is simply whether it's chatichos dakos or whether it's chatichos gedolos. As we'll see, where to draw the line between what is considered to be chatichos dakos and chatichos gedolos, right, is very unclear. The Yireim already, in Simon Reish, Ayin Dalid, is mistapek. As to where exactly do you draw the line between chatichos gedolos as opposed to chatichos dakos ma'od. The Bir Halacha quotes this in the Simon of Tochin, in Shin Chof Aleph, in Sivkotin, in Dimar Masvel, HaMechatech. That's Tosus's Kiddush. Another possibility in the Sugya is based on the Rashba, right, that we saw, the Randa, Beis Hamaral from Dapi Harif, quotes the Chubas HaRashba. That Chubas HaRashba is found in Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Hei. That Chubas HaRashba also asserts that Tochin applies to Ochlin, and not only to Silka, it applies to Shar Mini Ochel Peros Virakos, like the Sheet of Tosas. But the Rashba writes the following Chiddush that we discussed earlier. There's a heter of la'alter. Just as there's a heter of la'alter when it comes to borer, hu hadinami, that applies when it comes to tochin as well. The Rashba doesn't relate to that sugi of knivas yerek, but the Rashba writes that there is a heter of la'alter when it comes to tochin. This could allow to the next possibility. That sugi of knivas yerek, we alluded to this earlier. The Gemara says that when is it that the Chum allowed knivas yerek to occur? Min ha-mincho ulamala. What is so special about min ha-mincho ulamala? So one possibility was Rashi Shita Misakin Vino Ochel. The other possibility, the Balamora Pas Besalo. It's too risky to start preparing food earlier in the day. The home stretch already. No one's going to start eating now when there's an hour left to go to the Tainus. Good? Maybe an interesting possibility. Maybe the reason the Gemara limits it to min ha-mincho ulamala is because of the heter of la'alter. Does that work? So two ha'aretz. Number one is the following. We saw the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham, where Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that yes, suda hasmuch is called la'alter. You don't need that limited window of time that we assume la'alacha. Also suda, right, the Lashon HaMagen Avraham in Shin Chaf Aleph Shas Yitzim Beis HaKnesses. But Suda HaSmuch, Rabbi Yerucham writes, that already is called altar. Maybe one could suggest, interesting Kiddush, that it is a problem of Tochin. But Tochin is Mutal Altar, Min Amin Chulamal is called altar. If that's true, that would help us LaHalacha, because we don't assume that that broader period of time is the altar. Min ha-min chulamala does not define the altar unless hacham ayaskin on the Shara Tzion and Tafri Shir Aleph. We're talking about a suda gedola where that is the normal preparation. Look, if all you're talking about, you're going to come home from shul and you're going to eat, right, and you and your wife are going to eat, the family, how long does it take to prepare? That's the heter of Agmas Nefesh. The minute that it's going to take in order to wash or to chop the vegetable. Possibly referring to a Suda Gedola, in which case the preparation is going to start afterwards. That was the Har of Shar HaTzion and Tafrei Shir Aleph. There we pointed out the following Chiddush, that there's no Shir Katsu when it comes to La'alter. La'alter depends on the normal window of time of preparation. And the preparation for Suda Gedola, the Shar HaTzion writes, is larger than preparation for Suda Ketana, and maybe one could envision that at times, min ha-minchu ulamala could be a shir of la'alter. The Darkei Moshe and the Tur, right? The Pirush of the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe and the Tur, and that Simon, Tafri Shir Aleph, puts a couple of yeshitas together. What's the problem of knivas yerek? So Darkei Moshe quotes the Rambam shita. It's not a problem of tochin, because tochin is only levashlo. What's the problem of knivas yerek? The borer problem, no? But what does Magid Mishnah write? No, if it's a borer problem, So how is it Mutar Mipnei Agmas Nefesh? The answer is, this is not Borer Daraisa. This is only Borer Darabanan. Because Midaraisa is all considered to be Min Echad. So the Darkei Moshe writes the following Chiddush, that according to the Rambam Shita, that it's only Borer Darabanan, Hitiru Litzorech Sudas Halayla, Ki Ilu Ochel Mia. That's the Chiddush Darkei Moshe writes. For Borer Daraisa, then Mamish, you need Lauter. Here you're not dealing with Borer Daraisa. You're dealing with Borer Darabanan. So for this, Suda Hasmuch is considered to be sufficient. Even if you don't agree with Rabbi Yeruchon, that's a definition of Lauter when it comes to Borer. Here we're not dealing with Borer Mikra Hadin Daraisa. It's all Minecha. Here you're dealing with that which is Psolus on the level of Darabanan. No, so in such a case, for that, Suda Hasmuch is sufficient. That's the Chiddush that the Rama writes within the Shitas HaRambam. So that means that Knivas Yerek is Mutar Min HaMincha Ulam Ala. Right? Again, either it's because of the Rashi, the Balamor, La'alter to solve the Tochin problem, or according to the Rambam Shita, there is no Tochin problem, it's a Borer Darabanan problem, and Min HaMincha Ulam Ala is to solve the problem of La'alter. Either because that is La'alter, or at least that is sufficient when it comes to the case of Borer on the level of Darabanan. Tosus already alludes to this difference between chatichos gedolos, that's not tochein, as opposed to chatichos dakos ma'od. We mentioned the ireim, very unclear, where one would draw the line to distinguish between these two halachos. But as follows, what about the next case of the Gemara? Haiman de sole silton. A person who is chopping chips of wood. So in that case, of course, he's chayim mishum tochein. And that's what the Rush points out, that the case of parim silka is like soli silte. We're not dealing with mini ochel. Ein trina ba'ochlin. So one who chops wood is chayim mishum tochein. Rashi writes the following. What's the case? Rashi writes, Eitzim dakim lahavir esh. What's the person interested in doing? He's chopping for the purpose of fueling a fire. So just the following simple hora, no? You ever chop wood for a fire? Right? What is the size of the pieces of wood that you're using? Tiny, tiny pieces. You want to go ahead and you cut up your vegetable and so on, no? The pieces of your vegetables certainly are going to be larger than the chora, right, what you're going to use for fueling your fire. Atsim, right, etzim dakim, havir esh. And yet that's considered to already be chatichos dakos. Is that true? Or even a little bit later on in the Gemara. Abai gives us the following case, that Haiman, the Ovid Chalsa, person who makes that reed basket, his chayiv 11 chatos. So you're doing reed work, wicker work. So in such a case, you're chayiv for 11 malachos. Good? One of them, Rashi writes, Rashi maskel chayiv, is tochein. Where is the tochein when you're working with reeds, when you're working with wicker? Where's the tochein? No? What do you do? So Rashi says the following, that you take the reeds and asam dakos and you cut them into thinner strips. For example, Rashi says, Me achas shtayim o shalosh. That's Lashon of Rashi. You'll take a single reed, and you'll divide it in half, or you'll cut it down into thirds. So Rashi says, that harei ze tochein. That's a very great chiddush, no? Cutting a reed into halves, like lengthwise. You want to use strips, because you're interested in making a wicker basket. So you take a reed and you cut it into two strips or three strips. Rashi says, Me achas shtayim o shalosh hareza tochein. That's considered to be tochein. In other words, breaking it down into that unit, that already is considered to be dakos mode. Or the Ramban, in the Mochamos, in the very beginning of the third parak of Beitza, The Ramban writes, Mevakea Eitzim Bekopitz. A person takes an axe and he chops wood. Chayiv Skilim Yishim Tochim. That's Tochim, chopping wood. So in all these cases, now, the case of Argamar Solis Silte, or the case of Haimanda Avid Chalsa, or the case of Bikua Eitzim, that is Tochim. That means that is considered ready to be Dakos Ma'od. That's a very great kiddush. Now you look at a reed basket, but so each piece of the reed is pretty long. Well, it's a lengthy piece of reed, it's somewhat narrow, and Ochinami, that's true, but that already is considered to be Chatichos Dakos Ma'od. This is a Ha'ar of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. This is the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes in the very beginning of the Malach of Tochei. Then in all these cases, Mestamahim Gedolim Ktsas, it's not Dak, but nonetheless, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. Then when is there any Chai? Mishim Tochei. Rosh Shlomo Zalman suggests the following Chiddush. Right, kevon shetochen osam ad shiruuyin letafkida. That's the chiddush that he suggests. Maybe there isn't a single objective shear to tochen. Tochen means that you break it down into its unit of normal use. Normal use. So if, normally speaking, a person would divide this reed into halves or thirds, that is tochein. What the halach is dak for tochein? That is dak. But you're only chayiv if you break it down into tiny pieces of reeds that you cannot use. And therefore, the same thing when it comes to soli silte, the same when it comes to biko eitzim. You're only chayiv for tochein if you break it down into sawdust, which you can't use. If its normal function is you're breaking it down to fuel a fire, you're breaking it down to make a basket, that is considered to be tochein. But one cannot equate all these cases. The normal breakdown of ochel is, right, dak. Right, the person will mince beets. For ochel, the shear of dak is quite different than it would be when it comes to any of these other cases. So again, Tosus clearly writes, you have to have chatichos dakos ma'od. And even though in the Gemara, right, there are cases where you're chaymishim tochein, where it is not dakos ma'od, no, ru'uyin letafkidam. And that's something which is critical. See, especially if you, even if you don't fully agree with the Rambam's chiddush of Lavashlo, but it's clear that tochein is not just simply breaking down. Tochein is part of the processing of the chayfetz. So very mistaber, it means that you render the chayfetz ready for its particular utility. It's usable now. It wasn't usable before. You couldn't fuel a fire with a tree. Now you break it down into small pieces. Now it can be used. That's part of the processing. In which case, one is chayim. As mentioned, the Gemara has very limited examples of tochein. But the Rishonim discuss a case that you find in the Tosefta. The Tosefta is found in Shabbos in Perek Tezvav, and also in the first Perek of Maseches Beitzah. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rishonim quote this in the Sugya Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Men Aleph. The Tosefta says that Ein Meraskin Dveila ugrogres v'charuvim lifnei hazakenim b'shabbos. In meraskim, risuk means to mash. One is not allowed to mash dveila, grogres, charuvim, in order to put it before the zakenim on Shabbos, in order to feed it, to offer it to the zakenim. That's the first half of the Tosefta. Ein meraskin. The Tosefta continues with the following chiddush: Avo meraseku biyad shel sakin uveitz haporor ve'eno choshesh. But a chiddush. But one can engage in risuk peros, in mashing, if it is done biyad shel sakin. You do it with the handle of the knife. In other words, you do it al yedei shinui. So a chiddush, the Tosefta. Chiddush number one is Ein Maraskin. That is Aser. Chiddush number two is that it's Mutar Al Yedei Shina. Why is that true? What does it mean? Ein Maraskin Tvelo Groger Svecharu Lifnei Hazakenim. What is that case? If you look in the Tshuva Sarivash, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, the Tshuva Sarivash writes that Risuk Peiros is similar to Tchina. There's no difference between mashing as opposed to just chopping, grinding. Tshuva Sarivash writes, they're all the same. Normally, when are you allowed to chop, to engage in toche? The Tshuva Sarivash assumes like the Chiddush of the Rashba. La'alta. This is toche. Risuk Peros is no different from regular Tchina. The heter of toche generally is la'alta. And this case, the Tosefta, where it's Aser, is referring to Risuk Pelos la'achar zman. That's what the Prima Gadim writes explicitly. Prima Gadim is found in Shin Chaf Aleph, in the Sugi of Toche, in the Eshel Avram, Sivkatan Yudalev, refers to the Tosefta. Prima Gadim writes, Amanas lecho la'achar zman. The Tshuva Sarivash writes, don't distinguish between Risuk as opposed to Tchina. All the same. According to the Rashba, it's Mutal Alter, it's Osla Acharzman. The Bir HaGros cites this as well in Shin Chaf Aleph, the Simna Tochein, in Sif Yud. And the case in the Tosefta is simply that which is Lacharzman. If we'll be Lalter, even Risuk Peris is Mutter as well. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Chaf Aleph Sifkat Lamedes, and also in the Bir Halacha Dermas Halifnei, here the Bir Halacha discusses the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. What is the Tosefta Salifnei Hazakenim? That's just Urcha de Milson Akad. Or is that somewhat of an unusual case? Here, the Bir Halacha, based on the Magen Avraham, suggests the following chiddush: what are the lifnei hazakenim? She'ein yecholim lilos, ela im yachdichenu dak dak. For a group of people such as zakenim, it's hard for them to eat. They cannot eat these items whole. And therefore, in order to render it raya l'achila, it has to be mashed. Interesting chiddush. Similar to what we discussed before in the Rambam Sheet and Simon Lavashla, that the Mlach of Tolchin is part of processing. So Tosefta tells us the following Chiddush. If one is preparing for the Zakenim, and the Zakenim can only eat that which is mashed, that is a Tolchin problem. Ein Maraskin, Tvelo Gros Vacharuvim, they have Zakenim B'Shabbos. Similar to what we said, Lavashla. Not just simply breaking down, but part of the processing. And the Chiddush is the following. The Tosefta is telling us that lo azlina basaru b'dalma. Even though for most people, these peros virakos are ra'il achila as is, but if you're dealing with individuals where that is not the case, where the risuk renders it ra'il achila, that is considered to be asa. That's like dak dak levashlo. That's part of the processing. The Chazanish is known for the following Kiddush, right? In the Sugi of Tochim. The Chazanish writes in Simen Nun Zayin, the Ramaskal of Amnam, that now, even though the Rashba writes that there's a heter of La'alta when it comes to Tochim, you know what the Kiddush of this Tosefta is? that one cannot equate tochen with risuk beirus. There's a difference between mincing, chopping, as opposed to mashing. Only in chituv beirus do we assume there's a heter of lauter, but not when it comes to risuk. And that's exactly the chiddush of ein meraskin. Why is that true? Because the Chazon Ish writes, when it comes to risuk, there it is, nitzinas tzura chadash lamachal. The food takes on a new form. And ve'ein is a derech achila. That's not just simply the derech achila. The derech achila is when a person eats something, he takes it and it's broken down into small pieces. That's how you eat. So therefore, there's a heter of derech achila. And the Rashba is willing to argue it doesn't mamash have to be maisa achila. That heter of derech achila can even extend to lauter, as we saw when it comes to borer. But the Chazon Ish writes, risuk peros is not included in derech achila. Right? The person will mash a potato. Now it's a new form. Then there's no heter of derech achila. And that is even also la alta, that's even also some of the suda. Right. At that prima gadim, based on the rivash, does not distinguish, right, between risuk as opposed to tochen. Chazon Ish writes, that's the chiddush tosefta. Risuk peros now creates a tzura chadasha. In such case, then there's no head to balter, and that certainly is aser even derech achila. An interesting chiddush. If you look in the Gros Moshe, the Gros Moshe is found in Archaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet. Right, and the pieces Rav Moshe discusses regarding Tochen, Oz Beis. There Rav Moshe writes the opposite possibility. The Chazon Ish writes that Risuk is far worse. When one is mashing, that's considered to be a problem of tochen where there's no heter of derech achila, because tzura chadasha. Here Rav Moshe writes the opposite possibility. That maybe when it comes to real risuk, maybe that's not tochen at all. Because tochen means taking a unit and breaking it down into particles, into smaller pieces. That's what tochen accomplishes. When it comes to risuk, that what do you mean there? It's all guf echad, it's gush echad. It's all a single unit. One, for example, who takes, let's say, a banana, right, and mashes that banana. According to the Chazon Ish, that would be risuk peros, where there's no heter of derech achila. Rav Moshe writes in such a case, lo shayach tchina klal b'risuk bananas. He writes, that's not tochen at all. It started out as a single unit. It ended up as a single unit. You're not breaking it down into smaller components or particles. That's not called tochen at all. What about the case that Tosefta, Rav Moshe writes? Rav Moshe writes, that's not true when it comes to dvelu grogers v'charuvim. When it comes to Dvela, Grogers, and Charuvim, there, even if you will mash it, still the particles are maintained. It's not considered to be Gush Echad, comparable to mashing a banana. I take a look in the Shuvah. Moshe writes, Badak Umatza Sheish Hevda. Moshe writes, they experimented, and he saw that there's a clear difference between a mashed banana as opposed to mashed Dvela. Mashed Dvela, you still see that there are individual particles. That's tochen. Risuk, which is tochen. Risuk, in the pure sense, where it's mamish considered to be a single unit, that Rav Moshe writes, perhaps is not tochen at all. In the case of grogres, Rav Moshe writes, mufuredes tvei. There are individual particles. And therefore, that is considered to be a problem. And whatever would be allowed when it comes to tochen would be allowed when it comes to risuk peros. So number one, again, the chiddush, whether risuk peros is similar to the case of tochen or whether it is not, The Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, the Rishon Pelos, is far worse. The possibility of Moshe suggests that pure Risuk, it is better. The case of Tosef is not really pure Risuk, and therefore it's comparable to a case of Tolkien, which is awesome. That's the example of the Tosefta. So either the Tosefta is telling us a great Chiddush regarding Risuk, that it's far worse, or the Tosefta is assuming, no, this is comparable to a case of regular Tolkien, or the following Chiddush, that the key word in the Tosefta is Zakenim, that maybe this is processing, as the Bir Halacha suggests in the Magen Avraham, where it was not fully Royal Achila Koden. And maybe that really is considered to be the Tolkien problem. This Tosefta has a further great Chiddush, and that is, given that there is a problem, the Tosefta says, Ein Maraskin. So what is the Heter? To do so, Kilachar Yad. That's a very great Chiddush. No? Something which is Asr as a Malacha Daraisa, that's Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. That's a very great Chiddush. Aval Marasiku Biyad Hasakin Oveit Saporu Ve'en Ochoshesh. En Ochoshesh means Osh, Mutter Lachat Chila. That's a very great Chiddush in the Tosefta. That something which is a Malacha Daraisa, either because a Kenim you're processing, or because of Risuk, or because it's Tochen, which is Lachar Zman, the Prima Gadim, is Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. This Chiddush regarding Tochin you do find in the Gemara. Because the Gemara later in Shabbos, Nafkuf Mem Aleph, that's where the Rishon discussed this Tosefta, Vein Maraskin. The Gemara writes the following Chiddush, that Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Pilpili, Midak Chada Chada, if you want to chop, break up those Pilpili, you have to do it Chada Chada, just one at a time, Bikata de sakina, using the handle of a knife. Rav Yehuda says that chada chada and kata de sakina. Number one is you have to use the back of the knife, the handle of the knife, klachayad. Number two is you have to do it chada chada. Rav Yehuda's mefurish, tarte aser. Two at a time, that's considered to be aser. If you employ that significant of shinui, kata de sakina and chada chada, that's mutter. And Rava disagrees. Rava says, Kevin de Mishane, since you're doing it bekata de sakina kilachayat ayushinui, afilo tuvanami. Great Chiddush, no? Something which we would assume is tochen daraisa, even if you assume ain't tchina ba'ochel. Poshim shat, that's because the ochel as is, right, Israel. If you're dealing with pilpili, even the Rosh will agree that that's considered to be a Tochein problem. But yet, the Gemara says a very great Chiddush. That Tochein problem is solved Al Yedei Shinui. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a very significant Shinui. Kata de Sakina coupled with Chada Chada. According to Rabba, Kevan de Mishane. As long as there's a Shinui in the Maisa Tchina, the quantity of Tchina is irrelevant. Afilo Tuvanami. So again, a very great Chiddush. That's what the Tosefta apparently is telling us. This is what you find in the Gemara. Now that Tochen Kalachar Yad is Mutu. You usually think that Kalachar Yad notches Nisa Daraisa down to Nisa Darabanan. Here the Gemara says that it's Mutter. So take a look in that Tosus. Kuf Memalaf Meralf Jamas Chalhani. Tosus quotes the view of Rabbeinu Chananel, the view of the Shiltos. The Shiltos is in Parshas Emor. Unbelievable Chiddush. Dafka biyante. Wow. The sugya doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong in the Sechah Shabbos. The Gemara is going to tell us on yante, the sugya daf yudalot amad aleph. To what extent is tochei melech ha-socha nefesh? We discussed. To what extent is bora melech ha-socha nefesh? Is tochein mutter on yantif? Is tochein forbidden on yantif? The Gemara is going to tell us a whole list of considerations. Efsher, e-efsher la-so-so. The Gemara is going to tell us the following. Look, there's certain spices that you always use. So therefore, you should have anticipated you're going to use it before yantif. So that form of tchini you should have done before yantif. No? Or, for example, the Gemara says there's certain spices that even if you grind it before yantif, it doesn't lose its potency. No? The Gemara says salt, for example. Salt does not become any less strong right? If you'll grind up the salt now and use it tomorrow, potency is maintained. Good? Salt, the Gemara says, is something that you should have anticipated. Right? Everybody cooks with salt. So therefore, going into Yantif, this is something which is Efshel Asel Semi Be'erev. You should have known that before Yantif, you're going to need salt. And you can't argue that if I grind the salt before Yantif, it loses its strength. It's not true. So therefore, the Gemara says in Beis and Daf Yedalet, salt must be ground before Yantif, unlike other spices. However, if one failed to do so, you can employ a shinui. Shinui is mutter on Yantif. That's mafurish in the Gemara Daf Yedalet. The tochin is mutter on Yantif kelachar yad. Yeah, but I'll tell you the following chiddush. Yeah, that's because tochin is mecha sochan efesh. We discussed already in the Ran, not the view of Rov Rishonim, that when it comes to melachas sochan efesh, if there's any chumrah that you should do it before Yantif and not do it on Yantif, that's all a chumrah derabanan. Midaraisa, if something is melachas sochan efesh, it's mutter even on Yantif itself. So that's what the Gemara suggests, shinui. So Rabbeinu Chanan and the Shultas assume that this sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph, is also talking about Yantif. On Yantif, you can employ a shinui. What's clearly troubling the Shulta Ben Achananel? Because something which is forbidden midaraisa does not become mutar lechatchila al yidei shinui. So if this is real tochein, how can you argue that kata de sakina would be matter that isn't? Tosus writes, that certainly is not Pashup Shah. Tosus writes, the sugi in Shabbos is referring to Shabbos, and therefore even on Shabbos shinui is mutar. This is what the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf. The Rambam quotes this case, right? In Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, in such an instance of this case of Hani Pilpili, Harezek Kotesh Biyad Hasakim, the Rambam writes, just use the handle of the knife. And the Rambam adds, Uvik Ka'ara, and use a regular plate, a salachas, a plate. Don't use a mortar or a pestle. Don't use anything that you associate with Tochei. The Rambam writes that number one is use the handle of the knife, and just do it on the table or on a plate. Shulchan Aruch also, Shin Chavala, quotes both of those caveats of the Rambam, that the Maisa Tchina has to be done biyad hasakin, and it has to be done on a plate or a table, deviating from the normal way that you would do with a mortar and a pestle or a grinder. But the Rambam writes that achidush, that here we allow Tchina ayyadei shine lechatchila on Shabbos. Interesting chiddush. We normally assume klachar yad still is considered to be an issur derabanan. But here, we allow the klachar yad on a level of daraisetz mutter, and sometimes the chum in fact we're not gozen. But we'll have to discuss this chiddush. What is klachar yad? When does klachar yad, right, allow an issur daraisa, but there is an issur derabanan? Right, when does Klach Hayat still result in an Isser Derabbanan? Just to go over two things, right, for tomorrow's Shin. Number one, as we discussed, the issue of Psicha Vegleital. When is Klach Hayat a halacha b'chalot Torah kula? When is Klach Hayat unique Torah when it comes to Malachas Machshavas? When is the Torah of Shabbos when it's b'chalot Torah kula? Number one, the following finish. When we did Malachas Shinat Tzirich Lagufa and Avos and told us, right, we discussed at length, the Chiddush that Rav Shechter has in Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Vav, when it comes to Isurei Derabanan, not all Isurei Derabanan is equal. You can't necessarily assume that this Isurei Derabanan is comparable to another Isurei Derabanan. In fact, two prime categories of Isurei Derabanan, Melachos Derabanan versus Gzeros Derabanan. What is Kalachariyan? What is Kalachariyan? Is Kalachariyan a Melacha Derabanan? Is Kalachariyan a Gzeira Drabanan? Or perhaps the following Kiddush that maybe one could suggest, it depends on the degree of the Shinui. Maybe sometimes one could argue, very mistaber, that sometimes if the Shinui is so significant, you can't even call it a Malacha Drabanan. If the Shinui is a relatively minor Shinui, maybe that's considered to be a Malacha Drabanan. maybe a major shinui, right, is considered to be shinui gomer zei gzeirah d'rabbanan. What is the halach of klach hayad generally, b'chol ha'torah kulin and Shabbos? What is the nature of this d'rabbanan klach hayad when it comes to Shabbos, a gzeirah or malacha? Right, and then further, right, what about our issue? The possibility that some form of shinui, right, is mutl chatchila. Right? Not only that, it reduces this daraisa to that which is drabanan, because that's the chiddush of the poshav shatas seen of kuf mem aleph. That which is tchina daraisa is mutrai de shinui, and that poshav shatas mafurish in the Tosefta as well. Okay, so we'll have to pick up this point. Take a look as well on what we discussed about ein tochen afar tochen. Go back and take a look at that rana daf lamed beis amid aleph. In the daf yarif, we'll have to again take a look at the various gedarma of that principle as well. Oh, Dominic, a few minutes. You want to stay around?